Everybody dance. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Oh, isn't there anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Hey, I'm Christine. I work in the music department.
Hi, my name is Natalie, the new media coordinator.
Hey, it's Rohit Joseph, sponsorship coordinator.
Hi, this is Yusi, and I'm the outreach coordinator.
This is Brenda, host of Peanut Butter and Jams on Thursdays.
Nasher, the ad coordinator at CITR.
My name is Robin Ellum. I'm the program manager.
Hi, I'm Eric Coates, the student music executive.
This is Costa, the news director.
Hey, it's John, the production coordinator.
Hey, this is Josh. I'm the digital submissions coordinator.
I'm Nellie, host of The Cat's Pajams.
This is Matt Granlund from Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show.
My name is Hugo. I'm the volunteer manager.
Hey, I'm Jane. I'm the volunteer coordinator.
Hey, it's Sarah Corden Lee from the CITR Music Department.
This is Eleanor Waring, president of CITR Student Executive. From all of us at CITR, we would like to acknowledge and thank everyone who donated to this year's fund drive. With the help of listeners like you, we raised over $38,000. For this incredible generosity, we would like to say thank you.
Thanks, you. Thank you for donating to Fun Drive.
Thank you very much for your support. We love you guys. Take it easy.
Thank you so much for donating to Fun Drive.
Thank you. Your donation makes such a huge difference.
Thank you so much for all your donations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you all so much for your support.
Thank you very much to everybody that donated for Fun Drive.
Thank you.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you for supporting this year's Fun Drive.
Thanks, guys, for volunteering and donating.
Thank you so much for donating to CITR's Fun Drive this year. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Good morning, you're listening to Screen Girls on Air. It's August 21st, 2015. It's CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasted live from Vancouver. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Christina, and that was Love by Daughter, the Synchro remix. And before that, we had Genesis by Grimes.
And this week, we got to check out another exhibit at the Anvil Center. We talked about the last exhibit, Pop Art, on episode 26.
Yeah, so this one, it was, last Friday, it was the opening reception for 5600K, the temperature of white.
Three works, all dealing with white light and human perception.
Neon Circle, I think that was the big hit. I think everyone loved that one. It was a huge installation piece.
And it was actually Martin Creed's place, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Was that? Yeah.
So yes, that was the room that Martin Creed was in.
The balloons were in. So you see it right away from the window, and it is just like, it is astounding, isn't it? It's flashing, new term to flashing lights.
It was basically like a pulsating cage of light. And so if you're following us on Snapchat, we were snapping it, and it's just, it's amazing. It looks so good. I can't wait to go back and sort of go through it at a slower pace. There was a lineup for it.
Yeah, at the opening, which was last Friday at the New Media Gallery in New Westminster, it was packed. They would let four people in at a time, and it's just so overwhelming and kind of disorientating in a way, and it feels very futuristic.
Very futuristic. It was, I really just can't believe how packed it was, though.
I know.
They had a really, really good turnout.
It also reminded me of kind of like, you know, the Crazy in Love video, Beyonce?
Yeah.
There's that one scene where she's on the roof, and she's like, all these cameras are like taking photos really fast. It reminded
with
me
the
of
pulsating
that.
Lights.
Yes, yes. So I think we need to go back and have a moment there.
We
with
do.
All the
we,
lights.
I need to rewatch that. Light Reading 1500 by Elizabeth McAlpine had the same sort of idea with the flashing white lights. Basically, it was a short movie, and they had spliced together like hundreds of
detonations.
Yeah, that you know when
explosions.
I can't pronounce it.
Explosions.
Explosions from action movies. So it's just because all three of the works that were curated together all deal with white light. So with the first, the Neon Cage, that one's called Neon Circle. But it was literally, if you could imagine, a neon cage of the flashing lights. And so that theme carried on into Light Reading.
And it was also interpreted as a portal to another dimension, which I'm all over.
Yeah, there I like that there's so many sort of interpretations that we were reading about. There's it's supposed to be suggestive of a nuclear flash or a celestial vision of a born-again Christian. So, I don't know, from other dimensions to born-again Christians.
So the opening was part of... Oh, we're missing one.
We're missing one. We're
Circle.
Missing Circle.
By Gunda.
From Germany.
Yes, Gunda Forrester.
So that was another sort of interactive installation piece, similar to Neon Circle. But this one was basically, it looked like when you walked in, a light bulb just like suspended from the ceiling, and it was just swinging around the room, and it would cast all these different shadows that would move.
Yeah, and so we were all of us in a room, and the lady who was volunteering was like, you know, everyone was looking. Initially, you're just looking at the light circling the room, and it's got that
creepy. Kind of trying to figure out what you're looking
very
at.
Very sparse, just the light going on and on and on. And then she was like, no, look at yourselves. And so everyone would turn around, and the way the light casts creates like almost like a dance. Like
your shadows move in size, but they have such a – the way – the light is swinging around, the shadows feel like they're moving almost on a conveyor belt. Like it's a very like robotic kind of feel, and we're all standing
it's a very
still
good description. Yeah.
But our shadows are just like having a party. So it's kind of like, yeah, it's that very interactive element where it takes a bit of the human participation to see and become the art, which is kind of cool.
So the opening was part of the International Symposium on Electronic Art. It's a festival. It was held last year in Dubai, and this year it was brought to Vancouver. Brought together people in technology and art, scientists, designers, academics.
And so it continued on then with Saturday night. ICE joined up with Fuse Disruption.
They did. Fuse was on steroids this time.
Yeah, and we always know that the summer Fuse is going to be the big one. It's going to be the party. But this was also the 10th anniversary of Fuse. And they were teaming up with IC. And it was summer. So it was, yeah, literally Fuse on steroids.
They had a huge turnout. And it was the theme was electronic art just takes over the gallery. So they had a few different stages, outdoor, indoor. And it was curated by Kate Armstrong and Malcolm Levy and produced by Media Lab, who's been working with them.
They also partnered up with New Forms. And so New Forms had their stage near the ice rink area in the front. So, and that's a lot of different things going on. So it was just, it was very overwhelming, very fun, very bizarre. And, I mean, that's just the crowd. And then the art was kind of the same sort of idea. The exhibits were crazy.
It felt like a Disneyland or like a grown-ass theme park because each room was such a different feel, and they, I think they definitely made sure that they had those exhibits that would impress all the international art crowd for sure.
On the second floor, they had an exhibit called How Do I Fit This Ghost in My Mouth?
By Geoffrey Fahmer.
And that was, it looked like a hoarder's paradise almost. I don't know. It was just shelving filled with stuff. It had this very like cluttered feel, which kind of made me like kind of reminiscent of Douglas Copeland last year, that, you know, along the walls it was just all little clutter, it seems, from a distance. And then you kind of get into it and you're like, okay, so like the racking that has been chosen is part of this. Everything here is to tell me something. But that was a very sort of overwhelming exhibit, because
it was,
there were the signs that were saying, you know, the second floor is very crowded. But the signs that said, you know, this floor, this exhibit is very crowded, you saw those signs pop up multiple times around the gallery. And so they would prepare you that, you know, the next little exhibit you're about to walk into is going to be jam-packed with stuff.
It seems like the Vancouver Art Gallery has been curating these exhibits that are very nostalgic, and they focus on very normal, everyday trinkets, or as we see them, like just
clutter.
Stuff, tons of stuff, but the amount of thought that must go into that.
The purple one, that one purple room, which one I'm talking about?
I don't remember where that was out of.
Well, we'll have our photo series and our video of Fuse coming up shortly, and we'll kind of take you through all the different exhibits.
Yeah, but we kind of split up to cover some of the stuff, and then I was trying to explain to her where I was, and we called, and I was like, have you passed the lions yet?
It started with, have you passed the truck? And what? Have you passed the lions? Where are you?
But no, there was a full-on truck in the gallery.
Yeah, with a piece of cabbage underneath it. Just a single piece of cabbage.
Do not touch the art, though.
Do not touch
the art. Do not touch the art. That lettuce was there for a reason.
Yeah. So when we were going through our footage of Fuse, I was looking at Sarah's footage, and she's got the most amazing shot of this girl wearing this jacket that literally had constantly.
And I was like, I don't literally think Fuse was on steroids. I don't.
And this girl did not literally have the map on her jacket, but she had a jacket that was printed with a map. And it was such a beautiful jacket. So we kind of started talking about sort of, because the things you wear to an art gallery, like, that is the chance. That's your time and your chance to wear your quirky, quirky clothes. And so
we just have fun with it.
And so, yeah, we saw this other woman. She had on her jacket, it was a white coat, rather, and it had lips printed all over it.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the lips had cigarettes with them and it's puffing away. But, I mean, yeah, Fuse is the place to wear that.
I think Fuse, we found the audience, the crowd goers at Fuse go two ways. One is just beautifully dressed and uniquely spunky, which is most of the crowd. And then you've got windbreakers.
You have your section
people that are acting like they've had to stand in line from like 6 in the morning with their water bottles.
Granted,
to go to the
Louvre. Had a bike valet this time.
They did.
So they're gaining credibility, you know? Understandable.
It was busy, that bike rack.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
Moving on, Tuesday.
Sarah has a thing about bikes. But yes, Tuesday night, we ended up at Global's soft opening.
They had their big opening on Wednesday, and they opened their namesake and flagship restaurant.
And so it's at 590 West Georgia. That's about a block from the Vancouver Library. And it's part of Vancouver's like newest architectural landmark, the Telus Garden. So it's just sort of nestled in there. And we had a seat on the outdoor patio.
And it's described as very big and bold.
And unapologetically chaotic.
Very contemporary. You know, as soon as you even walk in, that it's going to have really nice decor there. Cages.
super contemporary vibes. But yeah, and they're serving American cuisine with ingredients from across the continent. That's their whole thing. But yeah, the bird cages, though, on the patio.
There's four or five booths, and they...
Basically, it's like your booth is in a oversized giant bird cage, and from the middle of that is a giant oversized light bulb. And so they've got about, I'd say, what is it, like five, maybe six, lined up around the patio.
I think the landscape of the city is just changing so much.
Completely. Vancouver's definitely, the architecture for this place is just gorgeous. You're just a couple blocks away from the Georgia Street Bridge, but it doesn't feel like it. They've done a really good job with the patio. You feel like you're definitely in a concrete jungle, and you know all the buildings around it are just tall skyscrapers, but they've done a really good job at keeping that really cozy feel.
So yeah, definitely check that out. I'm sure it's going to be packed for a little while.
We had the creme brulee while we were there, and Sarah was still talking about it the next day. It was good.
To do that.
It was really good.
It was really good.
It was funny. I was sitting there with Sarah, and it was Tuesday night, and I'm looking around, and I'm just trying to, it's late, I'm tired, and I'm just trying to describe what I'm seeing there, and I'm like, oh, lots of grays.
Christina.
Concrete.
You're forgetting the most important part.
I didn't have my glasses on. And so I'm just describing.
She decided to take off her glasses for a bit to just, like, chill, which is totally cool.
I have terrible vision. It's, minus 6.5, if that means anything to anyone. Whoever has equally as bad eyes knows what I'm talking about. I can't see at all. But I've been wearing glasses for the past week. And so follow us on Snapchat, where you'll see all of that. But, We were sitting there, and I was having my Mr. Magoo moment.
And she had her glasses. Because it can be a party sometimes when you take your glasses off, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, because you've been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
It's a different world.
We're the glasses girls right now.
And I'm very grateful for my vision. I've never spent this much time in glasses. I've been wearing contacts constantly for at least the last 10 years. So
yeah, it's good for your eyes.
It feels so good
change.
To give my eyes a break.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So she's sitting there, and I'm like, so like, what do you think of this place? And she's like, it's good. Grays, lots of grays. Solid colors, nice. I'm just like, it's all super broad the way she's like describing it. And I was like, oh yeah.
They got some good use of beige up in here.
Yeah. But it's like the light bulb you're
concrete.
Looking at.
Concrete looks good. Slabs of gray. And Sarah's like, okay. Once I put my glasses on, I can see all the detail. And I'm like, bird cages and light bulbs.
It's pretty trippy. So we're excited today. We've got Duckworth on the show, and he's about to release Nowhere, and we're super excited to have him. We're going to get into Nowhere right now. We're going to get into Psycho right now. Here he is.
Next minute you're complicated. Your candy sugar coated wrath. Fucking psychopath. You're simply wonderful. Next minute you're complicated. Your candy sugar coated wrath. Fucking psychopath. Why in the fuck are you mad? What? Remember the fun that we had? Yeah. That was like minutes ago. And why is that gun in your bag? Gun. Why do you reach in your bag? You should just think for a minute. Girl, you more heated than skillet. And girl, I do feel it, but shooting and killing. Don't bring what you missing. That's probably Jesus. I pray that you listen. Don't bang out, bang out. All I wanna do is hang out, hang out. You wanna see me with my brains out, brains out. What I'm saying now, space out, space out. Cause I need 50 feet and 50 receipts for all the time I spent. No taming the beast. Girls call me duck when I'm with the geese. Don't call a bluff, she may see you deceased. Dear God, you're simply wonderful. There's many you're complicated. Your candy sugar coated wrath. Fucking psychopath. But I love you. Fucking psychopath. And I hate you. Psycho killer, psycho lover. But I love you. Fucking psychopath. And I hate you. Psycho killer, psycho lover. But I love you.
Let me calm down real quick. Catch my breath. Okay. Here we go.
How in the fuck we got here? Yeah. I've seen more rain than a deer. Yeah. You can make rain in the club, what? But you can't make your skies clear. What? And you said this was your year. Yeah. But you let the devil interfere, projecting every fear. You say you never care, but all I see is care. You let your ass show commando underwear that put it bigger and wider than all our doors. In the RAV4, let me smash more in your endo.
In the RAV4,
swear you can make anything sexual in your window.
Yeah, that's real.
I was that teenager throwing rocks at your window just to get attention. And now you throwing shots hoping that I'll drop my tempo.
You're simply wonderful. Next minute you're complicated. Your candy sugar-coated wrath. Fucking psychopath.
But I love you.
Fucking psychopath.
And I hate you.
Psycho killer, psycho lover.
But I love you.
Fucking psycho.
And I hate you.
Psycho killer, psycho lover.
But I love you.
Turn your bell on.
heart to protect you from my hands. You left, you broke my heart right there. All I do is stare. No, you never fucking care. I thought you were different, telling me what is in. I was wrong. Never thought of you as ignorant. Now I'm getting lifted. You're in my songs. Baby, I'm about to die. Baby, wanna watch me die? Baby, don't you wanna know why? Didn't even try.
Bubbly, drank that muddy, drank that muddy. I was covered in it, I was loving it.
That if I you down, that's for them other niggas. That if I you shout, that's for that other bitch. I'm going crazy, body. I'm going codeine crazy. That's how.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Screen Girls on Air on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasted live from Vancouver. I'm Christina.
And I'm Sarah. And you just heard Spooky Black, Without You.
And before that was Psycho by Duckworth and the Kick Drums.
And we've got Duckworth with us. We're so excited to have him. How are you doing? Oh, yeah. Hello. Duckworth, could you hear us? Okay, perfect. Okay, cool. Yay, we're so happy to have you.
So it's been a couple weeks since Psycho was premiered on ID, and there's been such a good buzz. It's just been doing so well. So today, Nowhere came out. So how excited are you for everyone to hear it?
That's such an interesting way to look at it. You're already accepting and embracing the hate before it's even happened. So, speaking of Nowhere, how did the collaboration with the Kick Drums come about? So do you find that just in general there's a more supportive or receptive community for artists in New York, or do you think maybe you found that more in the Bay? So what were some of the experiences that influenced Nowhere?
So do you think that we're going to be seeing a cultural shift anytime soon, you know, moving away from these
frivolous sort of things? Mind blown.
Completely. So along with music, you're also an artist. And in your ID interview, you're talking about how you discovered on shrooms that music and design are the same. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Okay, cool. How do I make
So keeping the activism at the forefront of your music, that's really a bold move. I feel like it shouldn't be, but definitely in today's society, it's a bold move. Why have you decided to sort of forego the easy path, which is, you know, rapping about the same conventional shit over and over again? Yeah, and you've designed some really amazing stuff as well, like the rings, fangers, and you've collaborated with Indica LaRue. How did that come about? Those rings are amazing.
And we also have to talk about your amazing Instagram. I'm so obsessed with your layout, the promotion for Nowhere, every sort of
it's
image,
been so
the
slick.
Visuals. It's so beautiful. Can you tell us a little bit about how you decided to... How? Just how? I don't even know. How did you come up with that?
She's been trying to figure it out. She's
I just stare at it. Because once you... So basically it's that grid layout, right? And it's... But when you go into the individual photos and you see the details, like, you know, it's the nowhere. It's here. It's there. It's in the corner. It's in what you're wearing.
It's now here.
It's here. It was nowhere and it's here. But, you know, right down to... It's beautiful. I don't even... Tell us about how all that came about. Mm-hmm. It's definitely inspiring. I just love that Instagram's moving into this thing where people are, you know, using it to present things, you know, in the most creative, artistic way.
Yay! So can you link us to your social media?
What are all your handles for everyone to go follow?
SoundCloud. Definitely give him a follow. So last question. So how does it feel now that it's out? Yeah, well, we're excited for you to tour.
Yes, and come to Vancouver.
Come
and
to
perform.
The north and see us. Yes.
Awesome.
Okay, cool. Thank you for talking to us. It's going to be a crazy day for you today, for sure.
Yeah, no,
I'm okay, go meditate or something.
We'll catch up later. Thanks for coming on. What's up? Are you gonna are you really gonna go do that right now?
Oh.
That's so beautiful.
I thought you were just getting ready for us.
You got the sea jar going.
Okay, cool.
All right, so thanks for coming on, and thanks for listening. That's been our show today. It's CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasted live from Vancouver. I'm Christina.
I'm Sarah. That was Duckworth. Go check out Nowhere. You can find that on his SoundCloud. The links are on his Twitter as well. And we're going to leave you now with some more Roy Woods. We've been kind of really feeling him lately. Here he is with Go, Go, Go.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa. Your basement nice. Chevrolet trip, half an hour ride. Take a nickel back to the side. I'm giving it all to you, naked and raw. Baby, raw is my heart. Do the pain as it thumps. Half of you's on my chest. It ain't nothing at all. Cause I'm here for you. I'm making love to you. You're letting it all go, 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 go. I'm here for you. I'm making love to you. You're letting it all go, 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 go. Let your pain go, 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 go. I let my pain go, 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 go. Let your pain go, 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 go. I let my pain go, 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 go. Let your pain go, 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 go. I let my pain go, 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 go. Let your pain go, 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 go. I need what I never had.
show me what it is right now, girl. Yeah. Cause I've been in the lost and found, and you are the only thing inside. Brand new heart is warm as a bonfire. Pick and choose what you need and who you want. Girl, I'm there, you can call on me when you know there's no one else. You got a whip and I'm down for the moment, shit. You the real shit, hold me down for a fucking split. Whenever I'm stressed, whenever I'm stressed, you hold me down the best. Now I see how you change that. Nothing like if it's midnight. Suddenly drip half an hour. Take a nigga back to the south.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bill and Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audio Pile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Camp.